About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show. We've said before that in an effort to try to make your day better, we make our days much worse, especially our personal lives, personal relationships, because we share far too much on the show.
The amount of damage control we have to do when we get home is massive.
It's nonstop. It's like 4 hours of damage every morning and then 20 hours of damage control at home. Just
to
get ready.
And then you kind of get back to like homeostasis
right.
And it starts all over again.
And then I look and I'm like, oh man, we got to talk about this Elena Bovian thing. Jesus Christ. I just put that fire out at home and now I got to start that fire again. And now Allie had to sit down with her wife yesterday and have the uncomfortable conversation about your funner summer challenge, which is to have a one night stand.
Yeah. And really the only thing I thought I could do was have a threesome with my wife because otherwise it would just be blatant cheating. And I did ask an AI dating coach about this. I got assigned an AI personality to talk to about how I'm going to convince my wife to do this. She gave me some advice.
Your wife needs to feel safe and genuinely enthusiastic about this with a real person. Go have that conversation tonight and come back and tell me what you've learned.
All right, well, I'm going to do it. And, you know, the door's not closed on you either. Just saying. That's still a possibility.
Hey, I appreciate the interest, but that's not my lane.
So she rejected
right.
me.
So Allie got rejected by the AI dating coach, even though she hit on her. But she said, you need to go talk to your wife and sit down and have the uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah, because we had had a threesome years ago, and she said she never wanted to do it again.
Right.
So I thought the door was closed, but I wanted to ask her why. What didn't she like? What made her feel uncomfortable? Can we work through it?
So this was Allie, once again, sitting down with her wife, having a conversation.
This was post-dinner.
Does she know she's being recorded, or?
No.
Okay, great.
Now she does, I guess.
Here we go.
I don't smell anything.
B.O.
Wait, what?
Oh, this did start with her asking me to smell her armpits.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that like lesbian foreplay? Or? Yeah.
I don't know what she... I think because I have a higher sense of smell being pregnant, she wanted to know if I could smell her B.O.
Mm.
So that was the experiment. That was the post-dinner experiment.
This was at the table still?
I'm not forced to do
this
that.
Was we're bringing the plates back into the kitchen.
Oh, man. What a terrible way to... We eavesdropped there on the wrong part of this conversation.
This is our foreplay.
Someone said, you're going to eavesdrop in on two lesbians talking about a threesome. I would have said, that's a conversation I want to hear. And yet, this is what I get. It's like so terrible how excited I was for what I just got.
I don't smell anything.
B.O.
Oh, yeah, I do kind of smell.
No, we love each other.
And everyone has a laugh about that? That is the wrong reaction.
She needed to shower, and then she did.
Well, anyway.
Then I got to the question.
Right. It's a nice way to
transition.
Suck all the sexuality out of this conversation before you get into it.
You know how we did Vanessa's summer challenge or whatever? Do you know what my summer challenges are?
I think one was a threesome.
Yes.
Okay.
So I just wanted to know, when we did have one, what made you uncomfortable?
And I don't want to talk about it.
Yikes.
We started off in a negative place, but there was some closure at the end, and
why?
The door's open.
Because I don't like thinking about it. All of it's uncomfortable.
Well, is there anything that would not make you feel uncomfortable about it? Like if we downloaded an app and started swiping on people that we could go on a date.
Oh my God, this makes me want to throw up. A date?
Was she talking about the BO or the conversation? It's hard to keep track of what's making you want to throw up here. So what you are pitching to her, it seems like a pretty...
Let's just go on a date with somebody.
Dipping our toe in it sort of thing.
She seems like
she's got wants none of this.
No.
Throw up. A date? Honey, I think I'm demisexual, which is like...
What does that mean?
But you only...
So Demi
like
Moore
dummies.
Oh, she's dummy sexual. I am in love with dummies. That's why I picked you, honey. I'm a dummy sexual.
Just like, what does that mean?
But you only are sexually attracted to people you love.
Well, you can love anyone for a minute.
No.
Wow, so she's so like, it's so funny because she's such a social butterfly. I've seen her get people's number. I've seen her hit on, well, at least it looks like, but maybe she's just thinking that this is all friendly. I've seen her
it
get phone numbers
friendly.
From bartenders before.
That's she's why hanging out with friends, all topless friends.
Dancing
you know?
In the backyard, topless with other friends, yeah. And you claim that's just like a workout or something.
Yes, and the thing is, you all make fun because you think she's cheating on me constantly, and she gets upset because she's like, I would never even dream of doing that.
She's like, I am dummy sexual, and these people are too smart. I keep my love for you. No, that's the Jedi mind trick stuff she's pulling.
Well, what am I going to do then about this challenge? Because I'm supposed to have a one-night stand.
What? That's not a threesome.
Well, that's the only reason I thought we could do it would be a threesome. But if you're out, then I got to go rogue.
Are you serious?
I mean, I have to complete it.
I love it that you're taking this job so seriously. Of all of the stupid things we've said we have to do
have
around
to
here.
I have to cheat on you.
When we said it's time for you to chrome your dome, Allie, you said, not doing that, moving on. And this one, you're like, yeah. have to do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So.
What am I going to do?
Shut up. I guess do it virtually.
Oh.
Go. Do it.
Really?
Do it. Yeah.
Would that turn you on if I
no. to see what happens.
What the hell?
What is, in her opinion, what does virtually mean?
Well, I talked to her about a couple options.
Okay.
Do it and see what happens. You are going to owe, I'm going to have a list of things that you owe me for the rest of our
life.
Oh, my
God. No. But virtual, I won't owe you anything.
Yeah, you will.
Maybe I'll just hook up with, like, an OnlyFans model.
No, stop.
What about a robot? Like AI?
Sure. That's fine.
So... All right, so you've worn
so
her down.
So we reached a conclusion.
So hold on. So the negotiation went, I don't want to do the threesome. You can do the one-night stand virtually. And then you talked about what virtual is, and you said maybe I'll meet like an OnlyFans person.
And then she didn't like that idea, so she settled on AI.
And you went, but you kind of did some bad negotiating there because you went right from real human to robot, like so quick.
Well, she suggested virtually, but you know what? Keep playing it because she did come around. We talked for a while, and then... She kind of suggested that she might be interested.
There's a part of me that wants it. Like, that. How fun could that be? Like, I do see, I mean, it's...
What is that? Is sizzling? Is that her armpits?
That's bacon.
Oh, you guys are
making... dessert bacon.
Hold on.
Rub each other in bacon.
Well, you guys have the conversations about the threesomes followed by bacon. It sounds like the greatest house ever.
There's a part of me that wants it.
Oh, like... What are you cooking right there?
We're doing the dishes.
Oh, I thought you already had dinner. I was going to say, are you having after-dinner bacon? I love what's going on. Your house.
How fun could that be? Like, I do see, I mean, especially if this person
looks like Taylor Swift.
Right.
I knew you were going to say that.
So now she's like getting all, if she's physically attracted to the person.
Well, now she's like, if it was a person like Taylor Swift, who I'm already in love with. Then we could do it that way.
Then her little dummy sexual thing works.
Exactly.
As long as they look like someone she's already in love with.
Yeah. And then I was like, if we were to meet Taylor Swift, and then would you have sex with her? And she was like, well, if we all vibed with each other. Yeah, and I was like, well, that's never going to happen.
Right. This is such a ridiculous hypothetical because that's never going to happen anyway. So the question is, can we find someone that slightly resembles her if you're drunk enough and the lighting is dim enough?
Right. There's a lot of things, variables that have to happen.
All right, well, you have between now and Labor Day, but it's like
There's a door open.
You've laid the groundwork, and it wasn't a no-no. I mean, it started as like a pretty hard no, and then it ended with like there's some
cracks. Bacon and some maybes.
Yes, some bacon and maybes.
Hey.
Yeah, that's right. That's,
come on in.
We got the quick break.
We smell like B.O.
I don't like you.
We will be back in a moment. That's what we're all thinking right now, Taylor. Thank you.